Hello.
Oh, hi, Don. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment. But
okay.
I also saw that you had posted a negative review. So I wanted to kind of, just kind of chat with you and see what was going on.
Yeah, it was probably my wife if it was a negative review. We don't feel like we've been, I don't mind paying for this month coming up. I just feel like there was some sloppy stuff made, no progress. There was already a Google profile and they created another one, which caused problems and suspended both accounts for the whole month, pretty much because of that. Nobody looked into that. We told them we already had a Google profile. And so they created another one. So now you're seeing two. If you Google Quincy Lane Clearing, you see two Google profiles. So right now one's suspended and one's not. I talked to I don't know who works on those, but I talked to him yesterday in your department. He said that they're working on getting the other one unsuspended so they can just take the reviews from one and go to the other, put them into the other one. But we've been trying, my wife is pretty savvy with this kind of stuff, and she's been trying to communicate with your people for this past month. You know, we just couldn't get anywhere. I'm not one of those kind of guys. First of all, we're not negative people, and we understand things happen, and we just don't. But also, I'm paying for a service, and I feel like we spent more time spinning our wheels than we've gotten anything else. It's just been a cluster, of some just needing this, needing that. I provided all the information for the suspension, including all my EIN information, LLC documents, all kinds of stuff. And that was weeks ago. And it just seems like we've spent more time trying to fix a problem that never should have been than we've done creating more business. It's just, and that's my issue with it. I don't know where this negative review is. I didn't post it. If it was posted on something, it was my wife. But I don't even see her.
Well, you know
that.
What it says on here, and it's a directory that most people don't go to, so it's called Hotjar. So your wife posted something on Hotjar. I don't think it's really going to affect us that bad, but I just wanted to kind of chat with you and see what was going on. But thank you so much for clarifying that, and I wanted to let you know that we did ask you when you came on board if you had a Google business page, and you did add us as a manager to it on February 7th. So we wouldn't have created a new listing for you, but sometimes when we go in and we optimize the listing that you add us to, sometimes Google will find a duplicate out there that was created somewhere along the line in the past. And when that happens, what we do is...
This is a new business.
Okay.
This business has not been around. The only people that's worked on this is my wife and you guys. It's only been around for 3 months, and she told them we had that created beforehand. We told them that. We went into that. We made y'all a manager of it, and still a duplicate got made. Now, you can try and put it off on us if you want. And if
no. I'm
better
just,
to say it fast. That's fine.
I'm asking James because he's in the verification department. Typically, all I do, just to let you know, is call out and collect failed payments. But I'm going by the notes.
I understand.
But James and April, they're in the verification department, and I'm asking them because I'm confused because it says on February 7th you guys added us as a manager. So a duplicate shouldn't have been created, but if there was one, they are merging them for you, and that should be, rectified. But I want to let you know
that
this
will be too.
This didn't set you guys back in any way, shape, or form, because in the terms and conditions, it does say first page placement takes 45 to 60 days, because oftentimes, even when you have a Google business page and you add it to it, oftentimes Google's still going to say, we want to see a business registration, or we want to see a work vehicle with a license plate. And what's happening behind the scenes there is that Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So, you know, even though sometimes it's frustrating, people are like, why do I have to send all this stuff? We hate doing that. But at the end of the day, it's a good thing.
Because I understand. Well, I'm pretty sure we've been verified at this point. I'm pretty sure it's verified, correct?
Well, that's what I'm waiting to hear back from. I just sent James and April a chat, and I'm just waiting to hear back from them. Here it says, James put, we did not make a duplicate. Client added us as a manager only on the suspended profile. Okay, so let me put, what is the status of the suspended profile? So I think maybe your wife thought that because it's suspended that we created a duplicate, but we didn't. But it's
well,
in suspension. I don't know if there... Did you see two, or is it just you thinking there's two?
No, there's two. Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask him. Is there two profiles? Let me ask him, because they saw two. They saw two. I'll ask him that. So if there is, that's good for me to tell him, because he can merge the two, with, you know, because he has access to the
We went over this yesterday. I went over this with him yesterday.
Did you talk to James yesterday, or was it someone else?
Let
me look
in
the notes.
Ask him if he talked to me.
Actually, the notes say you talked to Albert, so I'm happy that I have James on it now, because James is the, you know, this guy, he has done miraculous things. When I get him on it, he is just amazing. I've had people on their own that are trying to figure these things out that aren't working with us, and they come on board and work with us, and I send it to James, and he has it figured out in like 2 days. It's crazy. So he's the right man to get on it, so he'll figure it out for you. One thing I can do to kind of compensate you for the confusion is on the back end, I can't do anything about the payment that was due on February 28th, you know, because that's kind of after the fact, you know, but I can give you an extra 2 weeks on the back end. So, you know, I have to get that one up to speed. But rather than your next one hitting on March 28th, I can push that one out an extra 2 weeks for free, which means once you pay that February 28th, you'll be paid in full all the way till April 11th. Okay? And my objective in doing that for you is to give you plenty of time to get the, you know, business on the first page, get those two profiles merged, and, you know, ultimately get your phone ringing with new clients, because that's why you guys signed up in the first place, right?
Yeah, that's what we signed up in the first place. You know, the $250, is one thing, but when I'm getting 100 phone calls a day trying to rectify a problem that I'm not a specialist in this field. So my wife is a little bit, but to me, I'm looking at it and I'm like, all right, I'm paying you guys to do this. So why are you having to call me needing more and more, which it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make, it just didn't make a lot of sense. It was very frustrating. And
well,
and then,
if you recall, we do say in the voice verification, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/? And that's because in the beginning, Google will tell us, oh, we need this and that from the client. We need them to show documents. But once you're verified, we're not going to be calling you and asking you for more documentation. Once it's verified and these two profiles are merged, you guys are going to be golden. You know, we're not
going
to be calling you.
And that's where I'm going with this. I'm not trying to say, I understand you're going to need all that. I get it.
Yep.
The problem was that second profile screwed things up, slowed down process, caused more issues. And I dealt with that since the beginning. So it doubled my time. That is very valuable. That's my problem. My problem is not what's needed to get things going. I get it. You've got to make the calls. You've got to get the documentation that you need. I totally understand and agree with that. But I don't agree with that somebody, whether they admit it or not, there was a ball dropped along the way, and I just want to make sure that gets rectified, because the whole process of making these payments and paying you guys is to get more customer base. So
Of course, that's my goal.
My goal is not to cause more problems and pay for more problems, because I'm not going to do that.
Right, absolutely, and that's why I wanted to kind of chat with you too, just to kind of see what was going on here. You spoke with I see that you spoke with Albert yesterday, and they're already working on that.
Yeah,
and that
he said he was going to.
So I think, I mean, you should be all good to go. James is, like I say, he's a magician when it comes to this stuff. So I think that I don't see any problem as far as the timeline. I mean, these things happen sometimes where, you know, Google needs more documentation at the beginning. But like I said, once they're both verified and we merge them together, you're not going to have any problem. Let's see. Okay. Oh, he's showing me there is a verified Google listing now that's up and running. So that's good. So let me see. I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, I thought one was verified already.
Yep, that's good. That's good. So how long have you been in business? Because you said you're new.
Yeah, end of November, I think.
End of November. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, have your wife try to go to the Google Business and try to log in the email for this one that's live. Starts with an HH. Whoever created this, it starts with an HH, and then it's and it ends with @gmail.com. If she can log into this one and add us as a manager, I think the other one that she added us to was maybe maybe it was accidental or a duplicate or something, but this one James is asking you to add us to, because this is the one that's already live that we can claim, and then we can get rid of that duplicate. I'll send you the instructions again. Yeah, you know, sometimes when people create the Google business profiles, it gets confusing because Google asks for so many steps, and then they accidentally go in with a different email and they create another one. But that's the hint, is that this one, whoever created it, the email started with an HH.
I'll find out. She should know how to get into it.
Yeah, please do. And then I resent the instructions to you. And then, like I said, I'll put a note in here that we'll give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, just because you had to go through this extra step, you know. And then, you know, that way, you know, hopefully everybody's happy. And then if she has any questions, do me a favor. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. You can always use me as... Of course.
You said extension.
777. Yeah, I'll text it to you also, because what I would like you guys to do is just to have a main point of contact, you know, and that way you don't have to re-explain everything to 12 different people, you know. So if she has any questions, she can call me. My name's Tina.
Tina.
Mm-hmm. And then she can call me, and then, like I said before, I'm not a technician. I don't do verification, but at least I know what's going on the account. And if I can't help her, I can at least get her to the right person. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, what phone number do we need to call, Tina? Is it the 800
number?
Okay,
it's the 877
635
6225 extension 777. Now, for the payment that was due on February 28th, we have an American Express ending in 1002. Is that card no longer valid, or did you just need a little bit more time? Or
That card is probably locked. Let me see. Yeah, probably. Hold on a minute. Let me give you.
Okay.
Different one on file for this anyway, so
Okay, I could put a new one on file, no problem. My only question would be, if for a new one, would it still be the same billing address on 120th Street? Okay, that's easy then, no problem.
That wouldn't change, but stand by one. Let me do something here.
Okay.
Do this without making this up. Okay. And what's going to be due on this? $250?
Yeah, it's just $249 flat. Yeah, there's no taxes or surcharges.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you another Amex. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
3710.
Okay.
247664. Mm-hmm. 01005.
Okay.
And expiration 0229.
And the 4-digit code?
7454.
7454. Okay.
Yes.
You got it. So. I will get your authorization, and then I'm going to apply those extra 2 weeks on the back end for you, so you're paid in full until April 11th. And then let me just make sure that everything's stuck here for the new payment. Yep, it ends in 1005, right? And it's 7454 for the code. And then let's give it a whirl, make sure it goes through. Oh, it says the transaction's been declined. You might get one of those alerts. Maybe Amex will say, oh, Local Splash is trying to process it. And if you do, you can just okay it, and then I can try it again. If not, maybe I can try it again in the morning. Who knows?
Yeah, it should be fine. I hadn't got anything. I'm looking at the account right now.
Is $249 available in the account?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I think maybe you just have to approve it then, because it's just saying decline to, which usually means you just have to approve it. So I can try it again in an hour or so just to see if you do get an alert or something.
I'll
or you want me to
that.
Try it now?
Okay. I'll let you know. Fine.
Okay, I'll remind myself, because we're a couple of hours behind you. We're on the West Coast, so we all shut down for lunch in about 10 minutes. So I'll just try it again when we return from lunch, and it should be good. If not, I'll follow up with you. And then in the meantime, if your wife has questions, you know, she can call me. But if she can get into that email, the Google Business page starting with the HH email that she created, and add us, and then we can go in and we can merge them, and we'll get this all fixed for you guys in no time. And that one's already published, and it already has some 5-star ratings on it. So it's perfect. We can go in and start optimizing it right away for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, awesome. I'm so glad that we talked. You're such a cool guy. You're so laid back about it, and I love it. And I think your wife is a great lady too. I always say behind every good man, there's a good lady, and I'm happy
that
she has your back on this too. What is her name, by the way? I don't know if we have that. Oh, here it is. Hillary, right? Hillary Quincy? Okay, there we go. Okay, I'll put a note in here that Hillary's going to go in there and try to get that us added to the second one, and then we'll get this all fixed for you, okay?
Okay, well, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Don. And then once we get it fixed, if she would be so kind to go on to that directory. Like I said, I don't think it's a big deal because most people don't go to that directory. I haven't really heard of it before, but go to that directory and kind of update the review once she sees that we fixed all this, because again, it didn't set you back in your timeline because we quote 45 to 60 days anyway, but I do want to make sure that we stay. But it was the directory, just so you know, it's called Hotjar.
Hotjar. Okay. I will
Hotjar.
Let her.
Awesome.
Okay.
I enjoyed talking to you. Oh, you're very welcome. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.